rowing is this really interesting balance between the raw power and really delicate finesse, sort of, you know, you're cross between a ballet dancer and a galley slave or something. And the other piece of the puzzle is sensing the people in the boat and sensing the water conditions, you know, getting a feel for all of those variables. And another key component, I think, of making boats go fast is letting go of personal control. That really, I think you get the most success when you relax and kind of let things happen. And I see a lot of that as kind of a metaphor for life in a lot of ways. You know, I find in my own personal life, if I try to get too wrapped up in being in control of the situation, things don't evolve in a very successful way. But if I'm able to step back and let go of some of the control and, you know, contribute in the ways that I know I can, and then leave the other parts up to other people, the end result is more successful. Spring of 1981 came around, and we were going to be going to nationals. I loved that whole experience because there was a sense that anything could happen. You know, we all knew we had the potential to do well, but, you know, there really wasn't a track record at that point. So it was very exciting, and it was very fun. The kind of the connectedness and the camaraderie was something that made that experience really rich. One of the things I knew about myself is that I knew that my hardest part of the race was right after the settle, and so I would have to get my head around that before I raced. So I would rehearse in my head a lot about how I was going to handle that mentally. And so I would say to myself, okay, five strokes past the settle, I'm just going to concentrate on five strokes at a time, five strokes at a time, five strokes at a time. At the beginning of the race, at the start, I was just focused on precision and matching and getting the flow of the boat going. Through the body of the race, to me, it was finding that balance between raw power and finesse and really feeling the other people in the boat. There were some, you know, I had many experiences in races where we were working really hard, but it felt like we were going backwards. And that's because I think that as a group, we really weren't sensing each other and finding that balance point between the power and the finesse. You learn that mental toughness piece every day you're on the water, and it's something that sticks with you over time, even when you're done competing. And finding that balance point between the power and the finesse.